your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for traveling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good. How's everybody's weekend?
I'm flat.
Oh.
I'm flat. I'm sick of people touching things on my body and saying they're gross. And I'm sick of it. It happened.
What part do I dare ask?
Well, just before our executive producer, Sonda.
No, that's different. That's a medical condition. That's not like body shape.
I'm sick of it. I come to you guys to ask for help.
And that's
guidance,
what we gave you.
And
you. We told you to go see a doctor, and you should.
Everyone separately has just gone, oh, gross.
It's gross. You've got a blood clot behind your bruise, and you should go see a doctor.
I don't know
you
that
do.
I do.
I think you do.
It feels really disgusting.
It does. And then you're making us all touch it.
If gross
which is
wasn't
also
bad
gross.
Enough.
I'm not making you touch it. You said get Sonda to touch it.
Because you'd made me touch it. So I wanted her to not be the only one that was creeped out in the room.
Well, anyway.
It's concerning. You should,
you should go to a doctor.
131060, can you fix it?
Actually, 131060, if it is a clot, because that's what we're worried about. There's a hard thing that's now formed behind your bruise.
Yeah.
And that's what we think is a clot.
Well, what if it's something bad?
And that, a clot's gosh. Bad.
131060, don't call.
Of course a clot's bad. Could go it to could your heart
be,
or brain,
but
can't
what
it?
If it's so...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Let's not do that. Let's start
with something fun instead. I want to know about you meeting Shaquille O'Neal. Can you tell me all about it up next? Your hero?
I can tell you about my big night with Shaq that I didn't know. I wasn't sure if I was going to be allowed to talk about this because I didn't want to step on anyone's toes. Mm-hmm. But I think it's out in the open enough now that I can absolutely
can't
talk
wait.
About it. So that's next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And a little bit later on this afternoon, we're going to hear about a procedure that Carrie's had done. But right now, we're hearing about one of Tommy's medical procedures.
Well, welcome
feels
back.
So weird.
Welcome back to
hear about a procedure that I had done.
Mate, you put it in the show.
Bodies on the radio. We think that maybe.
You've got a blood clot and you need to go to the doctor.
Potentially. Not sure. I've got a lumpy. I had a big bruise. I woke up with a big bruise on my ribs. And then it's turned into just a hard lump.
Wait, do we know how you got the bruise?
No, I don't, Jesse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know you didn't know how you got the bruise.
No, I think it was from some horseplay on a night out.
Is it the same spot as dirt biking cracked rib?
No, it is lower than that rib. It's actually in the middle of my two, the ribs I broke from dirt biking were up under my armpit. And then the ones I got from swimming around the back.
Oh, my God.
And then
how
this
many
is around
got?
The side.
And my final question, do you have any fully functioning ribs left?
No. Well, I've got one, but it's got a lump on it. G'day, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What do you reckon it is?
A hematoma.
Which is a blood clot, right?
So it essentially is, but it's just a hard, like it's just a little hard lot clot under the bruise. I had one on my hip when I was younger.
Oh.
And
I
what
kept
did you
playing
get?
Footy.
Yeah.
And as you get hit every time, it gets bigger and bigger.
Oh.
So they say if you keep getting hit, it needs to be drained, but essentially it just goes away on its own, breaks down.
That's
over
great.
Time.
So more horseplay and you'll be fine.
I can't promise no more horseplay. But so I don't have to do anything?
Nothing at all. But don't quote me. I'm not a doctor. So.
Too late.
Well,
already quoted you, Maddie.
Hold on.
Already
because Todd's called up. Todd, are you there?
Yeah.
Maddie says he doesn't have to do anything. You agree with Todd?
Yeah, no, I disagree. If it doesn't subside and, you know, and it's causing you a bit of pain, then you've got to go to a doctor because if it is a clot and it does move, it's going to travel to your brain and you're going to die. And, Tommy, that's going to piss me off because I've got tickets to your show in October in Hobart.
And
they are non-refundable, buddy. They are non-refundable.
I reckon if I die, I reckon you get your money back, Tony. But no, I would like to do the show as well. So, okay.
So are you going to take Todd's advice
well, at the
or are you
moment,
going to take Maddie's?
At the moment, we've got one on either side. Do we have a medical professional?
Do we have a medical professional in the house? Susie, are you a medical professional?
Hey. Hello, Carrie and Tommy.
Hi, Susie.
I think it's a hematoma also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you a medical professional, Suze?
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
Okay.
The best. But I don't think you're going to die.
Okay.
But I do think you may need it drained.
Yuck.
If that it keeps growing. If it gets any bigger, it's true, it can dissolve on its own.
How big will you let it grow to before you decide?
I reckon until I can't carry it with just one hand anymore. I reckon when I've got a trolley next to me.
You've got your hands on your hips.
When I'm getting,
I'm
not doing a teapot. I'm doing a hematoma. You put your right hip in and your other hip as well. Suze, can't it just go away?
What's going on? Yeah, it can go away.
I want some of what you've got going on, Susie.
Yeah, as well, Suze. Suze, have you got tickets to see me somewhere, or you don't mind if I die?
No, okay. No, I don't want you to die, no.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I see you on the project. I hear you, you know, at this time of the day.
I don't want you to die. Okay, thank you. I want you to live as well, Susie.
Do you want me alive too, Susie?
Of course.
Suze, one of us has got to die. Don't keep everyone alive, Suze.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because
the moment we've all been waiting for. Yes. I've thought about this all weekend, and I've wanted to text you about it lots, but I didn't want you to, you know, go early.
Shaquille O'Neal has been in the country. Everybody knows that. Every other radio show has interviewed him. I love Shaq.
Our producers thought, Tommy loves him so much. It'll be all weird if we interview him, so let's not do that.
Wacko and the Noodle got him. Got him for a 20-minute exclusive down the coast.
Oh, did you see the Inspired Unemployed guys?
That was funny. Great. They did a dance with him. Carl Stefanovic did a dance with him.
Oh, he did a fun dance.
Pete Elliott did a sit down with him.
He hung out with the PM.
But it was okay because I had a meet and greet with Shaquille O'Neal. And I didn't want to tell you about this. It happened on Thursday night. I didn't want to tell you on Friday because I didn't want to step on people's toes. But then it's since been published in the paper, and so I feel like I can just go for
it. Okay.
So I took to the Shaquille O'Neal meet and greet. Errol, one of my mates who works with the project.
He's a big basketball fan.
Huge basketball fan, and above all, a huge Shaq fan.
Amazing.
He was
perfect guy to take.
Yes. He cancelled. When I said I had the tickets, he cancelled his girlfriend's sister's birthday. The family all were in the one town, haven't been together since before the pandemic. And he cancelled.
And they
were like, are you joking? He said, but I'm meeting Shaquille O'Neal. And they all instantly knew how much he loved Shaq and said, fantastic.
Great. Good family.
Go and meet Shaquille O'Neal. We can't wait to see the photo of you two together. So we do the event, right, the interview, and we watch him.
You didn't do the interview, remember?
Again, this was a bloke who MCs local sporting clubs. Yep. He was doing the interview.
Oh, don't now be disparaging about people doing an amazing job because you didn't get the gig. It was Howie, and he
did a great job.
Yeah.
And then we were walking out up to the meet and greet bit, and there was a bunch of footy players there, and I said, g'day, and they said, when do we go for the meet and greet? And I said, just come in with me.
Isn't it funny? So I say,
come in with me.
Oh.
Like, I've got the golden access. Yep. Boys, come in with me. So they get out of their seat, and they come in with me. And we get into the front, and I notice there's a bit of a kerfuffle at the front of the queue. And it's security.
Is this that stage?
This is waiting to go up to the area to meet and greet Shaquille O'Neal. And there's security guards, but they're not nice. They're yelling at people. And I'm like, what are they yelling? And they are yelling at people, we need to see your tickets and your wristband. And I thought, that's fine. We've got tickets and we've got wristband.
Amazing.
And if your ticket says promotional on it, do not even think about coming in here. And I was like, well, and I looked at our tickets, and sure enough, it said...
Oh, did you get a freebie?
It said promotional, yeah. Oh. Yeah. And it said promotional. And I said to Errol, I'm like, I don't know if we can go. And he said, but you were told they're meet and greet tickets. I'm like, yeah, they're meet and greet tickets. And he goes, I'll just go ask, right? And I'm like, okay, but I can't be yelled at in front of all these people, so yeah, good luck asking. And he goes up. And this security guard woman, he went, hi, I'm just wondering, we have meet and greet tickets. And she goes, give me a look at the ticket. And he shows her, and she screams in his face, have you not heard what the F I've been saying for the last 5 minutes? And he goes, sorry? And she yelled in his face.
To be fair, she said no promotional tickets.
She yelled in his face because, go home. And I'm standing with all the footy players, and they look at me, And I said, have you boys got promotional tickets? And they said, we've got promotional tickets.
Of course
tickets.
You did. You all got freebies together.
I said, what do we do? And I said, I'm not sure. And
Oh, my God. You didn't
And that is when. And then I met our listener, Glenn, who we gave tickets
oh,
to.
Oh, no.
Where's his promotional
next,
tickets?
And he said, Tommy, what's happening? And I said, bro, I don't know. I don't know. That lady's yelling at people. I'm scared.
Oh, no.
And Errol said, should we wait? And I said, no. And so I wish Glenn good luck. And Glenn,
I thought you knew somebody. Couldn't you get your friend to get
you
up
there?
They were.
So they since said that out of the, like, 500 meet and greet tickets that were given out, like, only, like, 20% of people actually got to meet him. And
So you did not get to meet and greet with Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, my God. No. You should ask for your money back.
No. So we left. Stay out of it, Jesse. So we left. And then as we're walking out, all of Errol's girlfriend's family are messaging him, like, through the photo.
Oh, my God.
Show us the photo.
Oh, no.
How is Shaq?
But what about poor Glenn, our listener?
I know. I don't know what happened. I could not help him in that instance.
Oh, mate.
I know.
What a loser.
No. There's no good bit to this story.
No.
That was the end.
Yeah, I know.
I know, that's the end.
Yeah.
Guess what I had under my hoodie?
Yeah.
Can I have a guess? I had my Shaquille O'Neal Dream Team top on.
You did not.
Yeah, I was going to get it signed.
I know.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Still heaps more to come.
Yes.
Up next, I had a stranger inflict so much pain me on the weekend.
Are you okay?
I'm actually not. I'm still recovering.
Okay.
And I think it was highly inappropriate.
Really?
And we need to discuss it next.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I don't get a lot of time in my life just to do things I want to do.
No,
just
busy,
me time.
Busy mum.
Busy person.
Busy mum. 3 hours of brekkie TV per day, but apart from that, busy mum.
No, I'm always doing lunches while watching TV.
Of course you are.
Multitasking.
Of course you are. Doesn't even know the meaning of single tasking.
Yeah, I just listen to Cossie. I don't know if it
was. Cossie! Oi, Cossie!
Anyway, on the weekend, I was like, I'm taking myself for a facial.
Good on you.
So my new thing, I'm like, you know how it's funny about massages, which I've really come around to now, but what I've come around to, like, I'm all in is a facial.
I reckon.
Having someone massage my face and then back of my neck and then my head, it does something to me. It's a spiritual experience.
Someone touching your face is wonderful.
But also head, like,
I get it, mate. Anyway. I get it.
Anyway, so I'm in this space where I'm like, this is going to be heaven. So I go to a place I've never been to before. And I walk in there.
A place I've never been to before.
It was a very last minute booking because I'm busy. I can plan it properly. And I get in there and we do the initial small talk. And then I lay down. She said, I've made the bed super warm. So when you put your legs in there, because I like it so hot and snuggly.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is heaven. And I lay down. And then she said, you want a microdermabrasion, do you? Do you know what a microdermabrasion is?
Yeah, yeah, I've had one.
Yeah, well, they get all in. I was like, yes, get it all off. I want fresh,
it's a
clean
little,
skin.
Because I didn't think I was getting one. Anyway,
my friend
had like a sponsored thing and she's like, I can get you. And I thought I was getting a face massage.
Right.
And then they put this little Hoover on my face and ran it back and forward and said, you're welcome. And I couldn't believe that was it. And people just go and get their face hoovered.
Okay. So that's what I thought. I was going to get a hoovering and then I was going to have a massage.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, then she says to me, she looks at my face. She goes,
Oh, no.
She's like, have you ever had extractions?
Oh, what's
and
that?
I said, I think once or twice. And she said, that's where I can get at all the really, really deep, like, whiteheads, the black stuff that's right deep under your skin, right?
Yeah.
That's giving your skin, like, coarse pictures. Yeah. You don't need that.
And this I'm is
like,
for her, not you.
And I said, okay, great, give me. I spent 45 minutes in, I think, the worst pain I've experienced that I haven't needed to be put under for.
What was she doing, just squeezing your nose?
She was squeezing it like, I mean, like it's bruised. Like
is your face bruised?
My face is bruised, right? At one point, it hurt so much, I slapped her hand away from me and she said, no,
oh my gosh.
Put her knee, when I would slap her to stop her, she would lean in harder. It was like some sadistic kind of like pleasurable thing she was getting out of this. One point, she put her knee on the bed to get leverage, right?
Are you going to be on Dr. Pimple?
Then she says to me, no, you need to see why it's so hard. hard. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to see. I don't know. And so I'm like, right up at my face, she was showing me. Anyway, this torture went on and I kept saying to her.
Did you pay? Do you have to pay for
this? Yes, yes, I had to pay for it. And I kept saying to her, we're running out of time. Can we do the facial bit now? And she said, nope. Nope, there's more to do. And I said, it's really hurting. And she said, I know, but no, like, I'll stop. Or why don't you come, you know, come back tomorrow and we'll do the rest. Oh, anyway, it finished. Yeah. And I reckon there was 2 minutes left of the thing. She said, oh, we've run out of the appointment now to do the facial.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I was sweating. So I'd had to take all the blankets off
me. So you're nude. Because, you're nude now with a bruised face.
The relaxing massage under the warmth was now like I needed a cool down, right? And then she says at the end, I got dressed and came back out. Got dressed. I didn't even know why. Anyway.
No, you're the first person to take their pants off for
an
facial.
Extraction.
Sorry, for an extraction. Excuse me, if you're going to pop these pimples, I need to be breezy down below.
And then when I came back to the counter, she was so happy and she said, I'll see you again next week. And I was like, no, you most definitely won't. I am not coming back here. I paid for you to hurt me.
Where are you going to go to get your extraction?
I'm never having an extraction again.
Okay.
But 13, 10, 60.
Yes.
When did you pay for someone to hurt you?
Great.
Because that was not my initial plan on Saturday. So when did you pay for someone to hurt you?
Great.
13, 10, 60. Call it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, when did you pay for someone to hurt you?
Yeah, I went for a beautiful, relaxing facial and then 45 minutes of extractions were to follow with a woman with her knee up on the massage chair. And every time I said, ow, 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 she said, yes, and squeezed harder. And it was so painful. I was like, I kept moving my head. My head was almost in the vice of her hands. And every time I tried to move it out the way, she just like grabbed it back. It was
so for extractions, pimple popping.
Yes, but like deep ones. Like she wasn't just popping pimples. She'd get a pin and she'd like take the top off. And then she would get her fake nails. And she would press in. Oh my God. It was so painful. And I had an hour just to relax.
Having fake nails.
No, but I mean, anyone will know how much more leverage you can get with them.
You may get my pimples, but I'm going to tell the nation about your fake nails.
As I sit here with my own. Kelly, what did you have done that really hurt?
I went to a Korean bathhouse in Sydney a couple of weekends ago and paid $189 for them to give me a full body scrub.
Heaven.
And then she massaged the arches on my feet, and it was that sore. I kept flinching, and then she'd trying to get the knots out of my shoulders, and I was like, oh, you know, it was still really aching. And then that night I could not even sleep, so I paid $189 and I couldn't even sleep that night.
You know the thing that I was so disappointed with? So normally, Kelly, when I go to these things, I'm too scared to ask them to stop. I just go along with it. Only I found my voice during this session and I asked her to stop so many times.
She said no.
Well, I kept flinching my feet and she still wouldn't stop. She goes, no, keep going. You need to get this done. I'm like, no, it hurts.
We should be able to do it back.
Yes. You want to pick her pimples.
You lay down. Actually, no, it's gross.
Kelly, did you think about kicking her in the head?
I probably should have.
I slapped this woman on the wrist. Yeah. That's how much it was hurting me. Good on you, Kelly. Tamara, when did you go for something relaxing and end up in pain?
Not so much relaxing. I went to Townsville for a holiday with my family, and I thought it was a great idea to get a dermal piercing.
What's a dermal piercing?
I've gone down a dermal piercing. So it's a piercing that's on the skin, anywhere on the skin. They pretty much, basically, they take a whole punch of your skin and then try to put a 2-centimetre anchor through this tiny hole punch and screw a diamond on the top and call it pretty.
Where did you get it done?
I got it done at Off Your Tree in Townsville.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, Jamal.
On the body.
On your body.
It was on my neck. It was on my neck. Not far from the carotid artery. So just a few centimetres away. And, yeah, I've got a scar there now because my skin rejected it. But, I said some unholy things to the gentleman that was trying to put it through.
Yes. So Tamara,
it's hard though when you've asked for it.
Yes, yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But also with that, I feel like Tamara, didn't you always think that was going to hurt?
No, my cousin has one, and it looks really nice. And I thought, okay, I can do this. Like I've got a tattoo, I can do this. This is okay. No, I could not do it.
Couldn't you?
But it was terrible.
Well, when you were at Off Your Tree getting your piercing done, couldn't you get some other stuff to ease the pain a bit?
Oh.
Never thought of it.
You'll know for the next one tomorrow.
Thank you.
What about Jazz? Hey,
Jazz. Do you ever bump into tomorrow when you're down at Off Your Tree?
No. Jazz.
How you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good.
What's happening?
I was on holidays up in Cairns.
Yes.
And I was feeling pretty busted, so I went and got a Thai massage for paid for the hour. Yep. This chick was that brutal. I kept saying, I'll stop you hurting me. And, you know, she called me a pussy.
What happened, Jazz?
Are you married now? What happened?
No, nothing like that. It wasn't that one of them massages.
Okay. But
she bruised my body and my ego by calling me a pussy. I was pretty upset.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And, guys, we are giving away the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now.
Let's head to Albury, Wodonga.
Yes.
Let's go stay at the Econo Lodge, the border gateway at Wodonga, and we can walk the High Country Rail Trail. We can go to the Army Museum.
Yeah. You could even call it the Econo Lodge, I reckon.
Econo?
Yeah.
Econo.
Sure.
Oh, because it's economic.
Yep. Good stuff.
would have stayed at many a hotel.
Yes.
Look who we're about to.
Oh, my God. Bo Ryan, you great
look
man.
Look who we're about to
chat. Despite what you've just witnessed and the lack of professionalism, are you happy to stick around?
I am happy to stick around. I like this setup. It's nice and warm and unprofessional.
Yeah, the aircon's definitely broken.
I love it.
Very hot.
It suits us.
My kind of setup.
Yeah. You'll be asleep within 5 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's the content. Anyway, stay with us. Bo Ryan up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Amazing Race is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 10. The host with the most joins us now, the great man, Bo Ryan's here.
How are you going? Great to be here in the flesh and see you. I haven't seen you guys for
years.
Years in the flesh.
It's so good to see you. Our first question, is that a T-shirt? Is it a jumper? What is happening?
It's nice, whatever it is. It's a good look.
It's not. We're always wearing similar because, people tell me I look like you sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah,
I think that's nice for me.
Yeah. No, you've got good colour.
You're not meant to agree with
you got good eyes. Good colour. But, I don't know. Whenever I come to Melbourne, I try and be a bit trendy. Am I? Oh, we're not meant to be saying. I mean,
no, we're everywhere. Okay.
Whenever I come back from overseas, I try and act trendy.
I think it's the long sleeves.
Yeah, it's the long sleeves.
Giving it a different
look. You've got good pipes.
Or have
get
you got
out.
Short arms?
No, I've got I've got short. I've got long pockets. I've got long arms. I've got long arms. Long thick arms.
Long pockets makes it sound like a rich thing. Is that what they say?
It's a joke. Deep pockets. Yeah, deep pockets.
Oh, yeah, that's getting me confused. Because then I wasn't sure if it was a.
You know where I was going. I got confused.
What is happening?
I'm jet lagged.
Because you just got back to Australia.
I was on the tarmac literally for 4 hours. Don't check a bag, Australia.
You've got a tip for young players.
If you are going anywhere in Australia, it doesn't matter if you're flying to Canberra, 1 hour, 4 hours, do not check a bag.
Here's a question for you. Can you fly internationally and not check a bag?
No.
Oh,
you could.
No, but as in how many days do you think you'd be going for that you could not check?
Well, it depends where you go. Tropics.
Yeah. Somewhere hot. 2 weeks.
Bikinis.
Funny you brought that up. I lost my luggage halfway through the race. So I was 4 weeks in, 8 week shoot, 9 week shoot. And
are you away from your fam that whole time?
For a long time, yes.
Oh my God.
Is that heaven?
It's well, it's good when you got your phone. The jungle, which I know both of you have been asked to do, I'm a celeb, don't do it. You have no phone.
No, we've got jobs.
You have no phone. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sad about that.
They talk you into doing it. You know, it's like, I know a guy who can get food in there, but it's not good. It's not good.
Okay, so back to your 8 week stint. So you lose your luggage.
I lost my luggage after the first, I want to say 3 weeks, month, right?
Is that all the challenges are on this new season? Is it just finding your luggage?
Find your luggage. No, yes. I want to go back because I lost it in Colombia.
Of course you want to go back.
Yeah, I lost my bag in Colombia.
A lot of people have found bags in Colombia.
So I want to go back. I want to go back and look for it. But I had all my wet weather gear, my winter gear in there. So luckily I'd already shot that. So the back end of this season is Central America, South America, the tropics. So I didn't need that many clothes. And I'm not a big clothes guy anyway.
Did you go to Costa Rica?
We didn't go. Well, we went through Costa Rica. We didn't. We stopped at the airport. We didn't go into...
Oh, what a shame.
You stopped at the airport?
Well, we stopped.
That means you didn't go in.
Well, what we do, instead of flying directly to Brazil or wherever we're going, which is cheaper, which is the right thing to do, an eight-hour flight, we'll get 12 six-hour flights and then come back over a four-day period because it's cheaper. It's not a holiday.
No.
But Central America, South America, oh, my God, mate. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. The Caribbean. Oh. People don't realise Mexico, Colombia, Belize...
Where did you go in the Caribbean?
Well, we went Belize.
Yep.
And then Colombia and then Mexico, the top of Mexico.
You got out of the Caribbean real quick then.
No, is the Caribbean the top of Mexico?
No, it's to the sort of Carrie side.
Doesn't know.
Side.
None of us know.
Yeah, well, Central America.
I've been to the Caribbean.
But Belize, right? Belize and Colombia were the main chunk and it is incredible. The water's incredible. I can't explain it.
Well, Bo, it's great to see your face. We can't wait to see it all on screen, the new season. As I said, 7:30 tonight, Channel 10. Do yourself a favour and get around at The Amazing Race. Bo Ryan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me and great to see you guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia on your radios and listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Savo.
Brittany is back, baby. Absolutely back.
Is she?
Now, I know you love the new banger she's got with Elton John. Yes. I can't hear that without thinking of the Friends' Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Danza. Every time I hear that now, that's all I can hear.
Yeah.
Anyway, gone number one. Elton's over the moon. Britney's over the moon. He actually did a very sweet post about her saying that she was in a really low spot. He could tell that she needed a lift and he remembers being in a spot like that and he wanted to offer her that gift, which I think is beautiful. And that's exactly what he's done.
So if you're down, Elton will do a song with you.
Apparently.
That's quite nice.
Yes, isn't it?
I'm feeling a little flat. Sir Elton?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, she's also done a 22-minute video. It's a YouTube audio, a video sounds like there was vision to look. It was an audio-only stream.
One of those audio-only videos. You mean a song?
It had like a white.
She's doing her own radio show.
It was on YouTube and it was just this white image and then it was her words over the top. And she spoke for 22 minutes about her life and the conservatorship and everything. So first of all, her big question that everyone always asks her is why don't you make some money by doing a big tell-all interview?
There's a lot going on in my head that I haven't really shared with anyone really. And I've had tons of opportunities, Oprah interviews, to go on a platform and share hardships and or just really anything that's going on in my mind. And I really don't think any of that is relevant to getting paid to tell your story. I feel like it's kind of silly.
She sounds sad. Like that sounds like a vulnerable person.
I'm not sure she's ever going to be, given everything she's been through in her life, she's ever going to be the Britney that she might have wanted to be. Like you can't go through what I'm about to play some more of what she's been through.
It gets
without,
sadder.
It's really full on. But I think it's important to hear. It's important to hear. We're going to sing along to Hold Me Closer and not realise that this is a woman that for years was controlled by her father and all the people around her. She talks about, and we've heard her talk before about how at the height of the conservatorship, things like people would watch her dress. She could never, she'd never be left alone. She couldn't go to the bathroom on her own. The control around her was so tight. Here's her talking about when she tried to speak up one day when they were at dance rehearsals.
Well, the last show in Vegas ended 2017. I went on tour, which of tour I was forced to do, but I was supposed to do a new show. So the new show came along. I rehearsed, I think, maybe 4 days, like I don't really remember, but I went to one of the rehearsals and I said no to a dance move. I was like, no, can we do that? I don't want to do this. And then I just remember everything got really weird and quiet and all the directors and producers went in the back room and just spoke. And that was it. And I was like, well, I don't know what's going on. So we all just kind of like, you know, what happened? And then the next day, I was told that I had to be sent away to a facility.
And that's when they put her in to a rehab facility, all because she spoke up. But it's interesting in this 22-minute video because she goes on to talk about the moment she started to realise that what was happening to her wasn't okay and that she did have, in fact, have a voice. Hear how she talks about it.
I started to get a spark back. I remember recording Glory, and for some reason, I think producing and making music, and I went to this little Spanish house, and I got the fire back in my eyes. I started getting more confidence just for myself, and I think with confidence, people kind of like, oh, wait, what's going on now? Like, she's speaking up a little bit more. I think with confidence comes enlightenment, which makes you think better, And that's the last thing they wanted me to do, was to actually be better, because then who would be in control then?
She says she then started to become aware of the Free Britney campaign that started happening, and fans wanting more transparency about the conservatorship, which, if you think back now, what an incredible movement that was. Like, at times it was mocked, that Free Britney movement, but yet here it was her chance to say, oh my gosh, people can see what's happening to me from afar, from the outside of this conservatorship. She said she eventually stopped contacting her father, got a lawyer of her own, and she said she started the process of trying to extricate herself from the conservatorship. She said her family literally killed her. They threw me away. My family threw me away. And she talks about her mum being one of the ones she's most upset about.
I'm honestly more angry at my mum, because I heard when reporters would call her at the time and ask questions of what was going on, she would go innocently hide in the house, and she wouldn't speak up. It was always like, I don't know what to say. I just don't want to say the wrong thing. We're praying for her. I feel like she could have gotten me a lawyer in literally 2 seconds. My friend helped me get one in the end, but every time I made contact with a firm, my phone was tapped and they would take my phone away from me.
It's so hard. I read a book called The Psychopath Test, and a guy goes to visit an institution in the UK, and he said it's so hard, because the thing that makes you sound the craziest is saying I'm not crazy. And so as soon as you're in a system, it's very hard to get out, because as soon as you start saying, hey, I'm not crazy, they're like, that's what everyone says.
I mean, it is so sad. And if you're hearing this, thinking, gosh, this is so heavy for her, on a positive note, and when you're listening to her new song, think about this and where she is now versus where she was all these years ago. She says, I have an amazing song right now with one of the most brilliant men of our time. I'm so grateful. If you're a weird, introvert, oddball like me who feels alone a lot of the time and you needed to hear a story like mine today to know that you are not alone, know this, my life has been far from easy and you are not alone. So good on you, Brittany.
Good on you, Britters.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And coming up on the show, because we reveal the winner of the Masked Singer. So
don't Google it, guys. Spoiler.
Don't Google it. And if you didn't happen to watch it, boy, have we got a surprise for you. But I just want to take a second, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I learned a fun chocolate fact. Jesse, sound effect, hit me.
What is a chocolate sound effect? Would it be a snap of a bar?
I would have taken anything.
A block?
Anything. Mm. Yeah.
Did you know that white chocolate isn't chocolate? It's a fun fact for you.
What do you mean?
White chocolate doesn't have chocolate in it.
What do you mean?
It's got white chocolate.
I don't understand.
It doesn't have cocoa, because that's what makes chocolate chocolate.
So what does it have?
I don't know. Just we learned about it when we were in Austria, but I don't remember. I think it's just sugar and sugar and vanilla maybe. But anyway, it's not. It's
fascinating.
Actually got no chocolate.
Great chocolate fact. Because do you want one back?
Yes, I would love one.
Did you know birdie beetles were made to use up the waste product of making violet crumbles? That's why they've got the little bits in them.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well done, Tommy.
Amazing.
Stay with us to find out who won the Masked Singer.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, I'm struggling to keep track of how many different instruments that Bickers has thrown at me to learn so far.
Oboe was the last one.
Oh, you do? Well, it wasn't quite that, Bickers. Do you actually remember what you asked me to learn?
No.
I've gone with Carrie's request about what instrument I'm going to learn to play.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I
glad I'm paying
care
for those lessons.
I'm just throwing out names of things that I know.
Was it
the ombo?
It was the ombo that I had to learn.
That's right.
What's the ombo?
There's no instrument called the ombo.
Oh, were you going for trombone?
Oboe.
Oh, trombone.
An oboe isn't it the oboe with the little tiny little reed
teat
at the top?
The little teat.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the oboe. Anyway, have you learned the oboe?
Yes, I've learned the oboe.
Same, but oboe.
Thanks to Australian Mushrooms. Add the mighty mushy to transform your meal.
And they're giving you the chance to score a $100 supermarket voucher. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to win.
Is that what we're hearing? Is that an oboe?
That's an oboe.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Bickers, you were almost right with the reed. It is a double reed instrument.
Ah.
Yes.
Tiny?
They're that big.
Yeah,
oboes?
Tiny, look at the little thing there.
Oh, yes. Bloody hell.
Now, guys, I've knocked out a bunch of different songs on the oboe, and
amazing.
You just have to guess what they are, all right?
Jesse, quick question. Is your oboe made of wood or plastic, resin, or hybrid composites?
Mine is a hybrid composite.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
What are the Next time very I'd like expensive. You to work on the wood one.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go for a wood oboe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready for your first song?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, is it? Tommy?
Tommy.
It is Nirvana.
Two.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Ollie is obsessed with Nirvana, Silverchair, all those old bands, and it's bringing me so much joy. It takes me back to being his age.
Cool mum. Cool mum.
Well, it wasn't me that introduced him to Nirvana.
Okay.
But
dork mum. How's he getting into them?
I don't know. I think he's heard them around the house or something. I don't know, but he loves it. But then he can
heard
also...
heard them around well, like, the house.
I think they're
That's
on playlists
so
from the 90s. But then occasionally he also dips into his learnt Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way in the piano. Well, then that's where I come into my own. And we duetted yesterday, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. And it brought just... It's a really lovely moment.
Have the neighbours complained yet?
No. No, but we sound good. Yeah.
It's song number two.
Carrie.
Biggers.
Dance Monkey, Tones and I.
Jesse.
Yeah.
I know we're not.
He plays that on the piano. How weird. Yeah.
Well, I know we're not yet through this round, but I'd like to lock in one for next week, please. Can we have Carrie and Ollie duet?
Oh,
same,
great.
Same, but Carrie and Ollie.
Yeah.
There goes any spare minute you had in your week, Biggers, as you try and learn these songs and then have to guess what they are.
All right, one all, song number three.
Everything just sounds like MASH. The theme tune.
Oh, Carrie. Yeah. Adele, hello?
Oof.
Oh. No.
It's the other one.
The other one.
Settle down. It's called... It's not called 21, is it? No, it's called Someone
though.
Like You.
Do you know what else Ollie can play that we could duet? Your favourite, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, God.
What the win song. For Tommy, song number four.
Sends out the touch.
Tommy. It's a theme tune to MASH.
Frozen, Let It Go.
Is that by Frozen, Jesse?
Yes.
It's in Idina Menzel.
Adele Dalzim. Really talented Adele Dalzim. And please give it up.
Her?
For the
What's her name?
Idina Menzel.
Yeah, there we go.
Adele Dalzim.
Song number five for the win.
We still got Carrie, Rick Astley. Never Gonna Give. Have you heard the new song that's out with Rick Astley in it? It's such a good tune.
Just before we move on, yes.
Have you heard it?
What is it?
It's the new Rick. It's not Rick Astley's song, but they've sampled it. Ollie plays it to me. This is just Ollie's segment. He plays it to me, and it's really good. I'll find it.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you've been watching The Masked Singer and you've been yelling at Hughesy every time he comes up with the most ludicrous guesses for who is under the mask, then last night you would have been like, finally, he gets one right as Pussycat Doll Melody Thornton was unmasked as the winner of The Masked Singer for 2022. Yay. Welcome.
Hello. Melody, after Hughesy had guessed people that weren't even alive anymore, were you as shocked as everyone when he guessed you?
Well, I didn't know that he had that issue in the past.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, when he said my name, I said, oh, God, what does that mean? For like, what does that mean? I'm done? No, it was really cool. I'm very happy for him. I'd like to think I'm a lucky charm.
How was it watching it back last night? Because obviously you wrapped filming a little while ago. You've been sitting on it. Has it been a hard secret to keep quiet?
It has been really hard to keep quiet. I my cousin's husband said, oh, my gosh. He was like, bro, did you know that your cousin won the Masked Singer in Australia? He's like, what? So he found out before she did. It's been hard, but it was cool. It's been cool. Yeah.
Hey, Melody, obviously you were the mirror ball. I've always wondered, do you get to try on any of the other costumes?
No, you know, I mean, honestly, it was such a, like, you have to really keep your distance, and there's someone who, like, throws a cloak on you, like, to get to the car and to go to the bathroom. So I didn't even get to see anybody else's costumes, really, until it was, like, elimination time or... You know, and they were wearing it, so I didn't think it was appropriate to, like, try and take it off them.
Yeah, that's fair. Did you just say, do you wear a cloak to go to the bathroom on this show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like you have to be disguised the entire time, you know?
So are you sitting on the toilet with a cloak over your head?
Yeah. Oh, no. You can take it off once you're in the stall. I don't get poop on the cloak.
I was assuming number one, but that's fine.
I was looking at you. We got Mel B there, Michelle Williams. It was like the ultimate girl group during this season. If you could create the ultimate girl group with your absolute faves, who would be in it?
Wait, are they dead or alive?
Doesn't matter. We'll bring them back.
It doesn't matter. Okay, well, okay, so not that Whitney Houston would want to be in a group, but, like, I'd want to be in a group with Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And, like, okay, we'd throw Paula Abdul in there, just for the performance element, you know?
Yeah.
And then she could choreograph everything. And then, yeah, like me, Michelle, and Mel B.
That's fun.
What a trio.
Yeah.
That's four. Yeah. That's five. Sorry. With them, it's five. What's five. That?
Well, one of them is dead, so that's, I guess.
So what's next for you, Melody?
Oh, man. So I'm going on tour with the musical The Bodyguard. I'll be playing Whitney Houston's character in the film, Rachel Maron. That tour starts 2023. All of the UK, and it starts in Glasgow. I really, really would love to go back to Australia and to tour my EP that I released in 2020. I couldn't go and do any live shows in Australia because of the pandemic and travel restrictions. So I'd really love to come back and see you guys.
That sounds exciting. We loved watching you on The Masked Singer. You can catch up by visiting tenplay.com.au if you did miss any of it. Melody Thornton, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Love you guys. I hope I see you soon.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You know how we were talking before in Same Same But Spoken about Young Gravy?
Yes.
Who's done that remix of Never Gonna Give. This one. Never take a damn thing slow. All I know is chase this dough. This show is cool. That guy, Young Gravy, apparently just kissed Addison Rae, you know, the TikTok girl's mum.
We had on the show a couple of weeks ago.
At the VMA. Did we? I don't think we did. No. That was Shame David Gray. We are so old. You wish. Anyway.
I wish. How can I wish? I didn't even know who it was. Mate.
Anyway, Addison Rae's mum.
You wish you had this person who you don't know who it was on the show.
Dave McRae was awesome, actually. Addison Rae's mum.
That's fixed up everything.
Just kissed Young Gravy at the VMAs.
Young Gravy famously into mum's bickers.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's his whole thing on TikTok. That's like people will post a picture of their mum and tag him in it. And
no, I think that's what? Dave McRae. Dave McRae is into young mums.
Oh, so that's why she kissed him because he's
kissed him. Yeah.
Did you see Depp? You didn't. Johnny Depp at the VMAs when he arrived. I think we got a little. He came down as if he was on a moon landing, like from space.
To the VMAs.
Like came into the building.
Does he know where he is?
Well, I don't know. This is what he had to say.
I just want you guys to know that I'm available for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, weddings, wakes, any old thing you need.
Oh my God. Get out of work.
When he arrived, he was like, okay, still unraveling. It's good though.
Yeah. Didn't we have him on the show the other week?
No.
Okay.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.